We are back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Larry Perawati along with Nick Perawati, and we bring on our first guest, head coach of the Cheyenne Central Indians basketball program. He being Tag Lane. Coach, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you're getting ready for practice, and we appreciate you. Give us a few minutes of your time.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
All righty, Coach, let's get right into it. You know, this is the goal that all teams strive for, is to get to the state tournament. Doesn't matter what the regular season record held or what you did in the regional. I mean, obviously, you all want to win the regional, but bottom line is you got to the dance. You'll be playing at Sweet Erickson Gymnasium coming up on Thursday.
His group, however, took the long route to get the state tournament bid. At least got a little upset there the first day against Campbell County, again, a defending 4A state champion Campbell's team, but took the long way to get at least to the state tournament.
But, Coach, let's look at your Central Indians. And to me, as I've looked at all of the games and read all the box scores and heard games on K-Ray that we covered, it sounds like the word I'm using for is – not inconsistent, but it's almost there. If you're getting my drift, your team is almost there. It plays well, and then at times it doesn't.
Well, I mean, we're a young team, you know, and we really rely on several of our scorers, our sophomores, rely on the big man. And as you get into the postseason, the physical play picks up, the whistles tick down a little bit, a step, and we got it. We seem to get called on a lot of offensive calls, whether it be travel here or an offensive foul there, and it disrupted our momentum or our flow offensively a little bit. And so, you know, that's new to these young guys, learning how to play in the postseason and learning how to play in that environment. And hopefully this week they'll be a lot better. One thing about this team is every new experience, they've grown from it and gotten better, and I expect we'll play pretty well this weekend.
I think one thing that would have to put somewhat of a smile on your face, Tag, aside from I think what was the one time that Sheridan put up 73 against you, your team has played very good defense against some big names in this conference.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're number two in the state now defensively, but when you consider who we have to go up against night in, night out, you know, KW just passed us during the regional tournament. I couldn't ask for more than what we've gotten defensively. We're long, and we use our length, and we play hard defensively. We play smart defensively, and we play together. And so, in the end, when we had to find a way to beat Thunder Basin and get to the state tournament, it was our defense that led the way. And in the fourth quarter there, we got a number of stops consecutive. We got some turnovers. You know, Blaine Lyman had seven steals in that game, which is a very rare number, and we found some ways to convert those and work our way into the state tournament. And so, really happy and proud that we're there, and you know, excited for the opportunity to go to state and hopefully play at a high level.
Now, Coach, we've asked Rusty Horsley, we've asked Eric Wesley on the Cheyenne East side of their thoughts of the regional tournament, this new double elimination format. Well, for your team, at least, it proved to be somewhat beneficial, where at least losing that first day against Campbell County, you just moved down to the loser's bracket, but had to play three more games to get that state tournament bid, which, again, your team was able to do. But give us your thoughts on this new double elimination format, where you had four games in a matter of 3 days. A lot of basketball being played on that court over this past weekend.
You know, it's rough, and I got to tell you that, you know, my team has looked tired this week in practice. We've gone light. We'll go light again today, and we'll try to get our legs back. But there's a lot of basketball. It's a rough tournament, but it gives you an opportunity with Second Life. I'm not a huge fan of the 1-4 seeding. You know, we played the other side of this, you know, of our conference, and we didn't play them home and home, but we played them each. And if they would have gone and seeded it that way, you know, we would have been 7-3 that way and probably playing Natrona or Laramie rather than, you know, a very good team in Gillette. And there were five good teams in our league, and those five teams ended up having to battle in the loser's bracket the second day, or the last day to get it done. And so it was a battle. It was a war. But hopefully that'll prepare you for your back against the wall in this big state tournament.
You know, you talk about a war. The eastern side of the bracket was a war all season long. The West, however, and again, I'm not going to take anything away from the West. We know KW is going to be a tough opponent, not going to take anything away. But I got to be real honest. I like your draw, even out of that number four seed. You draw KW. You play him at Sweet Erickson Gymnasium. 1:30 in the afternoon, you might get some spillover of students to come on over and give them a little bit of home court advantage. But again, you're both at a neutral site, and really they might be the only real test out of the West representation.
Well, the one thing about KW is they're so well coached. They've got some seniors. They're on a mission, and they're going to be very, very tough. But, you know, at the same time, we're not playing East or Sheridan, and I think those are the two best teams in the state. You know, that doesn't mean they're going to win it, but we're playing KW, who's another great team. And so, you know, as you kind of go through it, we'll get ready for tomorrow in KW, and hopefully we survive that game and find a way to move on and, love to be in the semifinals. On Friday night.
Anything that you see of KW, again, I know they were at the Taco John's invite, so 2 months ago they were down here, and of course, the West is not as strong as it should be, but again, you know, looking at KW, who do you liken them to in the East?
You know, I think they're a lot like us, honestly. They really play through their posts. They attack the basket. They've got some size. They're veteran. And the first time we played them, we had an 11-point lead in the second half that we let slip away in a very good ball game. We'll have to learn from that. But, you know, our guys continue to learn as the year has gone on. We've gotten 17 wins out of the season so far. So, you know, we're a very good team, even though we're young, and we'll have to put our best foot forward here this weekend, but I think we're excited for the opportunity to do it.
As I mentioned a while ago, Coach, as you played four games in a matter of 3 days this past weekend, you mentioned your team's a little tired. Going to go a little easier on practice, at least this week, for the Indians coming up. But now, again, you'll be added here this weekend, 3 days at least potentially for the Cheyenne Central Indians, especially to get that championship contest on Saturday. But how do you keep this team focused, at least against this Kelly Walsh team, and then Friday and Saturday? How do you keep them motivated to keep on, even on those weak legs right now, how do you keep them motivated to at least get that end goal of that state championship banner?
Well, I tell you what, these guys set a goal to play their best the last weekend of the year and to give themselves a chance to win a state championship. And, you know, we've got a lot of weapons that we can go to. We just have to play at our best, and we're excited for this. I think the fact you're in the state tournament is motivation enough, so we'll just go out there and try to put our best foot forward and battle and compete in the same way we've done all year and, see who's standing at the end.
Hey, Tag, not to a little bit of a follow-up with Nick said, this is not your first rodeo, obviously, being at the state tournament, so you know what it's all about. We've seen, you and me, over the years, we've seen really good teams get knocked off on day one. I mean, anything could happen, especially at Sweet Erickson Gymnasium. But how do you deflect some of that pressure off the kids? Because, again, you know, hey, they know you got to win to play the next day into the semifinals and then hopefully advance to the finals. So there is a little bit of pressure for these young guys. How do you deflect that pressure off of them as you get into day one?
I'll tell you, Larry, I honestly feel like the pressure's on Kelly Walsh all the way. I mean, they're a veteran team. They've been planning and preparing for this. They got the big upset last year against East in the first round, so they've been on through. And so, you know, but now they're seniors, and, you know, we kind of felt that last week, I thought, in the regional tournament at home. And now they have to, you know, feel it a little bit. Were we going to be the underdogs and come in? And, you know, I told the kids we're going to come out swinging, and we're not going to stop swinging until the last buzzer goes and just have as much fun and get after it as much as we can.
How's the health heading into the contest coming up tomorrow afternoon? Again, I was hearing the game on Saturday, I know Lawson got a little banged up in the loss. So just curious, are we pumping on all cylinders, ready to roll tomorrow?
Yeah, everybody's feeling good. You know, we seem to have the flu bug and some sicknesses the last 2 weeks, but this has probably been as healthy as we've been. And, you know, guys got smiles on their faces walking around the hallways and excited to get up to Casper. I like just where our team is. And, you know, I think that if we play our best, I know we can compete with any team that's in this tournament, and we'll just have to go up there and show, you know, what we can do. And, you know, everything else goes out the window at this point.
Dag, all the best to you and the Central Indians, and hopefully we'll get a chance maybe to chat with a state champion coming back from Casper.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Dag Lane joining us on Wyoming Sports Talk today. The Indians will match up with Casper Kelly Walsh 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Prior to that, it'll be the East T-Birds at 12 noon. They will have the Star Valley Braves. The opening contest will have Casper Kelly Walsh, the Lady Trojans, and the Lady Thunderbirds. They will be the opening contest, 9 a.m. at Swede. And at 6 p.m., it will be Star Valley, the Lady Braves, the number one seed, taking on the number four seed, Central Lady Indians. Oh, by the way, Bride joins us.
Yeah.
In 3:30?
And here about 10 minutes or so as he'll join us here live in studio. So, again, we'll cover every single team heading up to state, at least here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. But like you mentioned, again, busy first day of action for us here on 1480K. We're here at least for our partner, Chris Poulton. He'll be by himself up in Casper, Wyoming, as he will have all four of those games, again, starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Again, on the girls' side, you can step away for a few, at least for a little bit, and then come back at 12 and 1:30 for, again, boys action, and then step away for a little longer, and then come back with at least girls action, wrapping up things with the Central High Lady Indians. So, again, busy day of basketball on the high school and also to JUCO route as well, too, here on 1480 K-Ray coming up tomorrow. Possibly this entire weekend.
And we'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more right here on 1480 K-Ray.